You're listening to The Leonard LoPage Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
A young girl's quinceañera, or Sweet 15, is a staple of Latino culture. It celebrates her coming of age at 15 with regal ceremonies that are on par with weddings, both in both preparation and cost. Julia Alvarez has taken a break from writing fiction, poetry, and children's books to give us a look at the good, the bad, and everything in between that this celebration has to offer. Once Upon a Quinceañera, Coming of Age in the USA is published by Viking, and I'm very pleased that it's brought Julia Alvarez back to my show today. Hello.
Thank you.
So what's the best way to describe a quinceañera? Is it comparable to a bat mitzvah, a sweet 16, or when a debutante comes out?
Well, I think it's all of those and then more. I heard somebody describe it as a wedding without a groom. I think it has its spiritual component. Many quinceañeras, it starts with a mass. It has
already had a confirmation, haven't you, if you're a Latina?
This is something else. This is about the passage from girlhood to womanhood. It's a family reunion. It's a community coming together to celebrate the next generation of Latina women. It's almost like it's all of the above, but then it's got its own peculiar Latino irreducible quality about it. It's you know, we're a ritual loving people, we're a fiesta loving people, so it's got all of those things in it.
And it's why 15, do you think? It's that's a little past the onset of puberty for most girls.
Well, actually, when I did the research, in times past, girls menstruated much older. So 15 could have been a time when you would catch, when most girls had already begun menstruating. But in most of our Latin American cultures, still in some countries, the age when a girl becomes, a legal coming of age is 15, whereas it's 18 for the boys.
Where did this originate?
Well, this is interesting. I mean, one of the reasons that I got interested in this topic is that I thought this is a wonderful lens through which to look at what's happening to us as a community in this country.
Because we're talking about not just one
across
Hispanic.
The board, Latinos, Hispanic. And what's interesting is that we're Cuban, we're Dominican, we're Mexican, we're Panamanian. We come to this country and suddenly we're Latinos. What's that? And it's this culture that is being created here, made out of all the mixing and enlarging and elaborations and richness that happens when you come to the USA.
So this is really a U.S. celebration?
Well,
And you're saying Latin American. So if somebody came here from Spain, that family would be less likely to even think about quinceañera?
It is not celebrated in Spain. It's not celebrated.
But is it celebrated in, would this be celebrated in Buenos Aires?
Argentinians are very European, so it would depend. But yes, I mean, it's known and celebrated also in Argentina. It's across the board. It's an interesting tradition because, you hear now from events providers in this country that it's an ancient Aztec tradition. And yet the girl is wearing a ball gown. She has a tiara. She has a court of 14 couples representing her first 14 years. Her mother crowns her with a tiara. It's a very courtly, the accoutrements of it are very courtly. But it's made in the Americas, and especially in all the combinations and how it's getting enlarged and elaborated, it's made in the USA.
Would they be the same in the United States? Would a Cuban quinceañera be the same as a Mexican quinceañera, or are there variations?
There are variations. There are variations, but what happens is that we come to this country, and now Cuban girls in Miami are having their quinceañera start with a Mexican mariachi. And many of the communities are having, the Mexicans are the ones that have like 40 godmothers and godfathers, the godmother of the cake, the godfather of the DJ, the godmother of the tiara. You know, the whole community, in a sense, supports and makes it affordable for the girl to have one. And that's only done in the Mexican community, but now other communities are picking that up.
That's a kind of an extended family concept.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, this is why I took the assignment, because this was a commissioned book. I thought, what a great lens with which to look at what's happening to us as this new demographic, this new American culture that we're becoming, that we're developing here and elaborating here?
Julia Alvarez's latest book is Once Upon a Quinceañera, Coming of Age in the USA. You say you took it as an assignment, and you wouldn't have been inspired by your own experiences because you didn't have a quinceañera.
Exactly.
Now, but Dominicans celebrate this. Was your family just too poor?
No. Well, I think this is, again, something interesting that happened when I was studying the tradition, that many young girls are having this in the United States in their second and third generation because this is a part of their culture. You talk to their mothers didn't have it. You talk to their grandmothers didn't have one. And you say, well, why not if it's part of the culture? Oh, we couldn't afford it. We were in our countries of origin. Originally, the quinceañera, with all the accoutrements of the court of Europe, were part of the aristocratic bunch, the people who had money. But what happened is that when our cultures and our diaspora moved to the United States and people started earning money, the parents wanted to give their daughters what they themselves never had. And therefore, they gave them quinceañeras. And so it's an interesting thing that has happened, that now it's a very popular culture thing. It's something that, you know, the working class, middle class do. And here in this country, the upper class is doing it less and less. So there's been like a flip-flop.
So we have people who are middle class who are spending incredible amounts of money on this and putting themselves into debt, I suspect. For what? Just because they want to show that they have made it in this country? Could they just have a party in the backyard?
Well, I started with that kind of ambivalence and really skepticism about this. I was dragged kicking and screaming to write this book. The editor who called me and said, you know, we want you to do this book because it's this new demographic, and there's the quinceañera runs across all the different Latino groups, and we think it's really a great, you know, cultural tradition to look at. And I said, oh, you got the wrong writer. I'm not into that girly girl stuff. Oh, come on, you know, save the money for college. And then as I began to study it and began to go to different communities all across the country, I was throwing the baby out with the bathwater. And that, in part, is what the book is about. This is a ritual that is embraced by the grandmother, the mother, and the daughter. It's a very powerful female moment, because we're not looking just at the party. We're looking at, for about 3 to 6 months beforehand, they are in the kitchen, they're trying out recipes, they're doing things that are very bonding and powerful for the female, the Latina.
Although there's no male equivalent.
There's no male equivalent,
you,
no.
You say that saving money isn't necessarily seen as a positive in some parts of Hispanic culture, that people might want to splurge on the finest things that they can afford at the moment.
Well, Octavio Paz in The Labyrinth of Solitude talks about why we're a fiesta-loving people, that we believe in the splurge. We don't believe in, you know, we believe in the celebration of the moment because of so much of our cultures have been cultures of oppression. The fiesta is a powerful, and the ritual is very powerful. And, you know, there is a way to keep this tradition and to keep the ritual aspects of it, the powerful aspects, but make it something that truly takes care of our young girls now, less of a shopping rite, which is what happens to traditions in this country.
Well, what's happened in the countries that have become more politicized over the years? Castro's Cuba, Nicaragua, back again with the Sandinistas in power, Venezuela with Chavez, Evo Morales in Bolivia. Do the quinceañeras continue despite all of that?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I focused on the USA because I'm interested in the Latino culture within this country. But I did hear a lot in Miami about, even met one of the women that sends back quinceañera gowns along with medicines to the Cubans because it's become very popular to have your quinceañera there. And I think it's, again, you know, globalization, cable TV, influence of America. We go back and forth to our countries of origins and our television, you know, cable TV goes back, and they see these elaborations in this culture, and we cross-pollinate each other.
On the other hand, you also write about problems that are prevalent in the Hispanic community. 1 in 6 Hispanic girls attempt suicide.
Exactly.
1 in 4 drops out of high school. A huge number of Hispanic families live below the poverty line. So aren't there many other problems that the money spent on something like this, wouldn't it be better used?
That's a very strong critique.
Has anyone in the Latino community made that point?
Oh, all the time. All the time it's being made. But the point is that we don't want to get rid of our rituals. You know, one of the things is that this is part of who we are. Our traditions and our rituals are important. And in fact, a study was done by the National Coalition of Hispanic Health and Human Services about the dire statistics for Latina youth. You know, like you say, teen pregnancy, high school dropout, one in every six attempting suicide. But what they found, the study found that those families, those communities where Hispanic cultural traditions are in place, the girls, it provides a protective buffer against all these risky behaviors. So in an ironic way, the quinceañera actually might get girls to college who would not otherwise go there. It's an affirmation. It's a very strong community, affirmation of the young girl.
How aware were you of it when you were growing up, when you hit 15? Was this something you even would have thought about, or would any of your friends have been going
through? I was first generation. We had just come. It was 1960. It was before the big diaspora of Dominicans to New York. We had two aunts up in the Bronx. Who would have been there to celebrate with us? Those were the tough years. What money was there then for celebrating? And besides, you know, I was of the old immigrant population. It only has been in the course of my lifetime where we keep going back and we stay connected. The whole idea was you come to this country and you don't call attention to your ethnicity. You just obey the rules. You don't speak English. You don't speak Spanish in school.
As the title of one of your novels points out.
Exactly. But I think that, you know, I didn't have a quinceañera, and yet some of the things that the quinceañera can do for young women and some of the really powerful things in terms of community and in terms of really affirming her identity as a Latina are things that would have helped me. And I would have had a less rocky time coming of age. And that's part of the book, too.
So when you spoke to some of the women who had them, did they say that these were major milestones in their lives?
Oh, I think quinceañera, there's an expression in Spanish that you say, the way you say in English, you know, I was young too, you know. Yo también tuve mis quinces. I once had my quinces too, you know. That's what an older woman would say to a young woman. And, you know, yeah, well, some will say it was very important. Some will... There's a book called 15 Candles out now, and mostly it's the outrageous stories, like the stories about bat and bar mitzvahs, you know, about quinceañeras over the top. But, you know, any ritual you have marriage. And how many people, after getting married, don't get divorced and look back askance at that ceremony? So the same with the quinceañera.
Well, with the growth of Latinos in the American culture, I guess it's one out of four is predicted to... Americans is predicted to be of Hispanic origin by the year 2050. I think we'll probably be seeing a lot more of these things and be more aware of them in our own neighborhoods.
Exactly. We're Latinoizing American culture. And there was, I think, in the New York Times, somebody sent me a cutting of different quinceañeras in their pink or white dresses being photographed in Central Park.
Are these dresses only worn once, the same as a bridal gown might only be worn once?
Well, if you're Miami Cuban, you might want to go see Esthercita. She'll send them over to Havana to be recycled. They are, and, you know, for instance, in Miami, what you do is you go to a photographer, you have a whole photo shoot, and you rent the gown from the photographer, so they're recycled. And often, you know, in the communities, the daughter has it, and then the younger sister uses it, and then the little cousin, and then the sobrina. So things do get recycled in our community, but it is your first big grown-up dress, your first big grown-up moment.
And you wear high heels?
You wear flats, and then in a ceremony, as I say, it's very elaborate, in a ceremony, your father and the more feminist quinceañeras will have their mother and their father change their flats into heels. And then she stands up, and she gets a standing ovation. And you know what? Julia Alvarez is sitting in the audience, and she's reaching for her Kleenex. I never went to a quinceañera where I didn't cry at that moment. There's something so tender and beautiful when that girl stands up, and her mother takes one hand, and the father takes the other, and they parade her around the room. And she's just getting, clapping. And I mean, it's quite a moment. It's a very powerful moment.
I don't know if Julia Alvarez will be crying tonight, but I know she'll be speaking and signing books at 7 o'clock at the Lincoln Square Barnes & Noble store. That's at Broadway at 66th Street. The book forced upon her, and now a book she's very proud of, called Once Upon a Quinceañera, Coming of Age in the USA, is published by Viking. And what a pleasure it was to see you again.
Gracias. Thank you.